USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden calls it an historic conservation plan. During the White House Conservation Action Summit today, he announced he's establishing two new national monuments, one in Nevada and one in Texas.
When we conserve our country's natural gifts, we're not just protecting the livelihoods of people who depend on them. We're protecting the heart and soul of our national pride.
Biden, adding he's done more to protect public lands than any president since Kennedy, said this move will protect more than 500,000 acres of public land. Federal health officials say life-threatening fungal infections are spreading at U.S. healthcare facilities. The CDC reports cases of Candida auris infections have almost doubled between 2020 and 2021. Antibiotics aren't effective against the fungus. China wants to help bring peace to Ukraine. A foreign ministry spokesman said China is ready to take a constructive role in the process. The U.S. says any proposal would have to include a complete and unconditional withdrawal of Russian troops. Schools were closed today in the nation's second largest school district. Negotiations to avert a strike in the Los Angeles Unified School District fell apart yesterday.
We refuse to be invisible. We refuse to be silenced. We are ready to fight. And we are proud to be joined by teachers who are striking in solidarity with us.
Conrado Guerrero is president of SEIU Local 99, which represents 30,000 support employees like bus drivers, custodians, and teachers' aides. More than 60,000 employees walked off the job this morning. An Oregon company is recalling products containing frozen strawberries that have been linked to 5 cases of hepatitis A in Washington State since March 13th. Scenic Fruit Company is voluntarily recalling frozen organic strawberries sold at Costco, along with frozen organic tropical fruit blend sold at Trader Joe's. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and I have a question for you. You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got an updated booster designed to help protect against recent Omicron variants. Got it? Check eligibility and schedule your updated COVID booster at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision?
That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
President Biden is pushing Congress to get rid of what he calls junk fees. Those are hidden fees that add to the prices of concert tickets, hotel rooms, and airfare. Top White House economists say the fees cost Americans tens of billions of dollars each year. Lael Brainard, director of the National Economic Council, says they take real money out of the pockets of Americans and distort competition. Florida's governor is criticizing the Manhattan district attorney.
Republican Ron DeSantis says he can't speak to exactly what happened in the case of former President Trump allegedly paying money to an adult film actress to keep her quiet. However, he did go after the Manhattan district attorney in New York City ahead of a possible indictment of Trump. DeSantis accused DA Alvin Bragg of ignoring crimes that are happening under his watch and then going after something that happened years ago. DeSantis says that's proof that Bragg is chasing something that's political in nature. I'm Skip Kelly.
Tennis great Novak Djokovic, who has missed several tournaments in the United States because he refuses to get a COVID vaccine, says he has no regrets about his decision.
It's a pity that I wasn't able to play Indian Wells, Miami. I love those tournaments. I had plenty of success there. But at the same time, it is the conscious decision I made, and I knew that there is always a possibility that I won't go.
He told CNN he hopes the U.S. will change its policy on allowing unvaccinated people from other countries in before the U.S. Open. Reports say NBA legend Willis Reed has died at the age of 80. Reed won a championship with the New York Knicks in 1970 and a second one in 1973. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days. Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.